What's your awkward public moment? Maybe you tried a proposal at a ball game on a big screen and it just didn't work.
And then someone captured it on video and put it on the internet.
Shout out Sarah and Douglas.
Oh, dang it. I need to know the backstory. And I need to know what happened after.
Now, Tony, the welder, rolls in on text and says, I proposed at the old spaghetti factory. She said yes, though.
Okay.
People clapped. It was public, but not a ball game public. Couldn't do that. Too many eyes on me.
Okay, but she still, said though, yes, and that's the good part.
Yes, that's the good part. She said yes, and still, though, that's public.
Sure.
Like, getting down at a restaurant is still subject to public.
Yes, but if it worked out, we're good.
Megan said, I confidently walked into what I thought was my spin class. Oh, okay. So this is just an awkward public moment.
Okay. Got it.
Now, I guess not all of these are going to be proposals. I couldn't expect that. Anyways, Megan said, set up my bike, started pedaling hard until the instructor turned on soft flute music. It was prenatal yoga.
Oh.
Not pregnant. Stayed for about 45 minutes because...
leaving felt weird.
Felt weirder. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, then it's obvious.
I guess.
Oh, Haley, I was at a wedding. Thought the DJ was opening the dance floor, so I sprinted out and started dancing alone like my life depended on it.
Oh, no.
He was actually introducing the bride's deceased grandmother's tribute slideshow.
Haley, we're going to need you to exit the dance floor, please.
Oh, Haley,
While we pay tribute.
Oh, gosh.
All right, here we got. Thank you, Nathan, for owning up to this one. Awkward public moment.
I'm from out west and planned this huge public proposal at halftime of our minor league baseball game. Got on the Jumbotron, dropped to one knee, gave the whole speech, proposed. She said, Nathan, not here.
Oh, God.
I still have nightmares.
If not here, where?
Exactly.
He has zero idea of what baseball games are. He says halftime.
Bless his heart.
I'm wondering if it's like seventh inning stretch, like six, maybe.
Yeah,
it's probably what it was.
That's halftime. That's great. Oh.
He's like, I know what we'll do. We'll do sports.
Just amazing.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, those are good. See, like...
T's and P's.
This is where my fear of public proposals come from. It's these. It's the denials.
Do you also now have fear of prank proposals? You had an aspect of that in yours. It worked out.
It did.
It worked out, but it almost couldn't have. There was a smidge of what if she agreed?
Yeah.
You know, you're right. I think we should break up.
Yeah. The Cliff Notes version is I proposed to my wife on April Fool's Day by pretending I was breaking up with her.
Giving her a breakup collage it said, will you marry me?
Yes. A collage of photos.
She was kind of so mad she almost didn't look at it. Yeah.
There was confusion. Then I said, right. April Fool's, and I proposed. But yes, as you said, Kelly, as I was launching into the quote bit.
Do you think there's a part of you that's triggered and you get cringy with these public proposals because there was a tinge
of danger?
A little panic and danger in yours?
I mean, maybe, but mine wasn't public. I mean,
it was
public in the sense that it was on a downtown city block at probably 12:45 at night.
And there could have been somebody stumbling out of the bar watching
yes,
what happened.
Exactly.
Well, my husband went big. He proposed on the air.
He did it on this station, yeah.
Dressed as a knight in shining armor.
Yep.
It was epic. See, I dig that. I love grand gestures.
I know, you like that.
I like that.
Alexis said, my husband proposed at Disney World after the fireworks. I was focused on taking pictures. After they were over, turned around, didn't see him. I'm used to looking up at my 6-foot boyfriend, and he was down on his knee. I had a panic face because I didn't see him, and he had a panic face because he thought I was saying no.
Oh, gosh. Oh, some misread cues.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. She's like, where'd he go? Where'd he go? I lost him. He's like, oh, gosh. This was the wrong move.
Abort mission.
She said, I finally saw him and said yes. So
that's
all
good.
Was well.
See, it
all
worked right, out.
Good.
You have a chuckle.
Thank you for the stories.